This is such an incredibly heartwarming story, and it combines an unlikely adoption and yes, lemonade. And if you can combine those two elements in any story, you got yourself a good one. We go right now to Springfield, Missouri. We're going to talk to not one but two people. Tristan Jacobson and Donnie Davis are both on the line. Hello, Tristan. Hello, Donnie.
Hi.
Now, I want to point out before hi, guys. Before anything else, Tristan, you're very young. You're 9 years old. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you're not at home today. You're in school. You're calling during your lunch break in school, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's very, very nice of you.
What a good kid you are at 9 years of age. And you're fighting a big fight right now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Tristan, now, why don't you explain your situation? You've been living with Donnie Davis, correct? Donnie, maybe you can help fill in the blanks.
My mom had drugs, and Tiffany never took care of me. She had drugs.
Your mom had a little bit of a problem with drugs and wasn't able to take care of you, correct?
Correct.
That's your natural mother. Your birth mother was unable to. And you were very, very young during this. I don't even know, Tristan, could you possibly even remember that? Because you were such a small boy at the time.
I do remember it.
Yeah.
And so you have, you've been living with Donnie Davis, who is your foster mother at this point, correct? We might have
Can you try that again, Donnie? We only heard a little part of that.
Let's put them on hold for a second, and let's try and call Donnie back. I think Donnie's got the bad line.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, because we couldn't hear her at all. And they're probably both on cell phones, because, again, Tristan is 9 years old, and he is on his lunch break from school, so
right.
I feel hurried.
Right.
We have to get this.
Well,
so
you know,
we
ask you to do things during the lunch break, and you just say, I'm not doing them. I refuse. So
it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Tristan, are you still on?
Oh, much better.
This is Donnie. Yeah, he just handed me his phone. I was just wanting to say I'm not actually his foster mother.
Well, why don't you explain this a little? Because we might be a little confused with this whole dynamic that's going on.
Yeah, I know. Somehow the story kind of got twisted a little bit, and they said that we were foster parents and Tristan was in foster care with us. That's not the case. I have a relationship with Tristan because I had a previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The man was, he had an affair with a 15-year-old, and the 15-year-old is Tristan's biological mom.
Mm.
He was indicted on gun charges when he's still in federal prison. He'll be there for a very long time. And so after that, I mean, we weren't together or anything whenever he got indicted. We had been split up for probably a year. But she didn't have anybody to help her with Tristan. So at 3 months, I took Tristan in and I raised him until he was 2.5. She was doing a lot better then. So he went back to live with her. He was, she had a job and she was going to school, you know, all the positive things in life.
But she's still pretty young at this point too, right, Donnie?
Yeah, she's still very young. I mean, she was 16 when she had him. So this is, you know, she's barely hitting 20 now.
Mm-hmm.
But she tried to take care of him and had a job and looked like she was showing some growth and getting her life together. And then
right.
What happened?
Then she got on drugs. Tristan was probably about 3.5. And it just started deteriorating from there.
All right. First of all, I can't believe what you have totally stepped up to the plate to take care of Tristan. This is your ex-husband's son with someone he had an affair with, a young teenager, and you guys have totally bonded. How long has Tristan been with you?
He's been back with us since he was 5, so we've had him back for 4.5 years.
And what are the thoughts of you wanted to adopt him, but is there some financial struggles?
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard financially. I mean, because, you know, we live on a very modest income. You know, we don't have an abundance of money by any means, and the adoption itself can be very pricey, especially if the adoption is contested at all. So
somebody figured out a way to raise money to make the adoption a reality. Whose idea was the lemonade stand?
It was kind of both of ours. This year we've like totally redone all of our finances. We've gone with the lowest on everything, on phone plans, on cell providers, on insurance, as much as we could reduce costs, we did it. And so I said, well, you know, we did all that with our bills. Let's go ahead and reduce everything that we have in our home. So I had planned this outrageous yard sale. And Tristan always wants to help. I mean, he always wants to be a part of every step of the adoption process. And because of that, I was like, okay, well, you've done a lemonade stand before. How about you do this? And so he was all gung-ho for it. And he would just, I mean, he loved the idea.
And the proceeds of this would go directly into the fund that would help it make it possible so that you could formally adopt him. Correct, Donnie?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. If you go to youcaring.com and in the search bar, if you type in Tristan Jacobson, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N Jacobson, your goal was to get $5,000. And adoption processes are, you know, just the legal fees alone are going to be a lot of money. Plus, you know, you don't have a lot of money. You need to care for him in the best way you can. Your goal was $5,000. Do you know what you're up to right now on your YouCaring page?
I think this morning when I checked, we were at $23,000.
Yep, just under $24,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've already been in contact with a financial advisor because I want to, I mean, this is all Tristan's money. Every single penny of this is Tristan's money. So for his future, I want to be able to invest it wisely or put it in an account that will make him the most money. So when he turns 18, 21, whichever one, he has a nice chunk of money to go to school with or whatever he needs at that time.
How often is he doing the lemonade stand? Is it every weekend?
No, actually, that was the first time we did it.
It was.
We're probably going to do two more yard sales throughout the summer to continue to raise money, and he'll do it then too. But that was the very first time that we did it.
You know, I have to say how sad it is to when we spoke to Tristan before you got on the line with us, and Bill was asking him about, you know, what happened with your mother, and he said, you know, well, she tried to take care of me, but she couldn't. She was using drugs, and Bill, you asked if he remembered it. He does remember this?
Yes, he has PTSD. So there's from time to time, there's certain aspects of the abuse that he went through that reminds him of that, and he becomes very, very unstable at that time.
It's a lot. I mean, he's a 9-year-old kid, and as I'm sure you know, Donnie, that's a lot to know and have lived through. You know that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and on top of his PTSD, he also has ADHD really bad. So, you know, kind of mixing the two in between, sometimes it's kind of hard for him to handle. But I will say this past year has been amazing. He has straight A's in school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can see the maturity level of him increasing, and I mean, it's just awesome.
And I'm sure there are school counselors and social workers that are helping him through it. I sure hope anyway, because it sounds like, you know, he may need someone to talk to that's not a relative.
Yeah, well, I have him in therapy. He's been in therapy for months now. He has completed a social skills class through another program that we have, and I was able to finally get an IEP for him at the school, and he's in a special class for that.
Independent education plan, where depending on your different needs, you can get extra help as necessary. That's what an IEP is, in case people don't know.
Right, and it was very, very difficult to get that because his IQ is very high and he's very smart. And so, I mean, we had to have evaluations and all, like it was a very lengthy, lengthy process to get it approved on his emotional needs.
And Donnie, I know you don't do this to get praise, but good for you for following through and doing this. His situation could be dire at best if it were not for you. So you need to be commended for the work you're doing in all this, certainly.
Well, I'm telling when I got him at 3 months old, it was never about anybody else. It was about him. You know, here was a little baby that had nobody in this world that could take care of them or love them. And I bonded with him from day one, and I kept that bond with him. And, you know, I would look past who his mother was, who his father was, what they had done to me. I didn't care. It was all about Tristan. I mean, when he was with his biological mom and I knew that the bad things were going on, I would just lay in bed at night and my heart would just ache because I was just so scared for him.
Sure.
You are really what it's all about, being a great mother, and I hope you have the most wonderful Mother's Day of all, because really, what a great woman you are, Donnie.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
And you mentioned, you know, you want to go through this process of officially adopting him if there is no, if no one contests it. Your ex-husband, does he have any problem with Tristan living with you? Do you think he's going to contest this?
He's in federal prison, and he would contest it just to make my life havoc, to say in a nice way. So
I hope you're getting some therapy too, Donnie, because really the things you've been through.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of hard, but, you know, I just deal with it. At a time in life, you know, I just, you know, kind of, and which is kind of what I'm letting Tristan to live, you know, okay, something happened to you. Okay, we're going to heal from it, and we're going to deal from it, and then we're going to let it go.
That's such a healthy way to look at it.
That's what I'm trying to teach him in life. Yeah,
good.
These bad things happened, but they're not going to hamper who you're going to be whenever you're an adult. You're going to be a successful man, and that's what he wants. He wants to go into the army, and, you know, he needs
someone telling him that, Donnie. He needs someone to go, yeah, you know what? Life sucked for a while for you, but right now we got to turn this around and do the best that we can do.
It's the ultimate life gave him lemons and he's making lemonade. That's the one that people always say. You guys are living it.
Right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to give this page again. If anyone wants to help, it's youcaring.com, and then you can just look up Tristan's Adoption Fund, Tristan Jacobson. And really, I want to refresh here to see if any more people donated, but you asked for $5,000, and at this point, just under $24,000. This will all go to him. He can go to college. He can do whatever he wants because of you. You realize that, Donnie?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of amazing that it's gone this far. I mean, here we are. I was hoping through the yard sale and everything to make $500 that weekend.
Well, it just shows when there's a story like this, people do want to come to your aid and help, and you deserve it. So good luck to you. Good luck certainly to Tristan. Tell him we said thank
you.
Well,
is he still there? Can we just talk to him real quickly?
Yeah, sure. Let me get him on real quick.
Thanks, Donnie.
Hey, Tristan.
Hello?
Hi, Tristan. It's Bill and Wendy here, and we just wanted to say we are so unbelievably proud of you. You've been through a lot. You've turned it around. You've got straight A's going.
Yep.
How about that?
What's better than that, Tristan? Good for you. And you're living with a lady who really seems to love you and care about you, so that's good news, isn't it?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Tristan, one final question before we let you go, and I know you have to go back to school. Do you like pink lemonade or just the regular lemonade?
I like both.
Yep. You got to keep an open mind.
You're
so
pretty
true.
Sweet. Good luck to you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Tristan.
Give
Take care of yourself.
A big hug on Mother's Day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tristan. Tristan Jacobson and Donnie Davis, his legal guardian, and we certainly hope that has a very happy ending for both of them.
I can't believe that kid is only 9 years old and has been through so much and is just...
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
Makes me want to cry.
It really is.
You're ruining my Friday, Bill.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Buzzkill.
Better things coming for everybody. It's us. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.